Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Frank Black, Harry Carroll, Ray Henderson, and Lou Reynolds, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, November 28th, marked the birth in 1896 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, of pianist, bandleader, and orchestra conductor Frank Black. He studied piano at a very early age and made his debut as a concert pianist at age 10. A few years later, he was working as a pianist in a Harrisburg hotel, and from there he worked in theaters. He became assistant to Erno Rappi at Philadelphia's Fox Theater and served as musical director at New York's Century Theater. By the mid-20s, he was active in radio and established the vocal quartet The Revelers, whom we'll hear in a little while. He was the general musical director for NBC Radio from 1932 to 48 and was the first band leader on the Jack Benny Show in 1933 and 34. In the mid-30s, he was musical director for Radio City Party, The Contented Hour, The Coca-Cola Show, Music America Loves Best, Harvest of Stars, The Bell Hour, and The String Symphony Show. Although he was primarily a classical conductor who led the NBC Symphony Orchestra for over two decades, he could also lead a mean dance band, as evidenced by these examples.
Thank you. underneath a little tree in the park. No one else around but you and me in the dark. Just 5 minutes from your doorstep, I'll wait for your step to come along. And the city's roar becomes a song. While I'm waiting, I discover more in your charms. Suddenly I turn around and you're in my arms. And if there's a moon above you, I'll carve I love you upon the bark. Underneath our little tree inside the park.
Frank Black and his orchestra. We started the show with Under the Moon, written by Ted Snyder with lyrics by Francis Wheeler. That was recorded by Brunswick around April of 1927. Next, from the show Peggy Ann, we heard A Tree in the Park by Lorenz and Hart. Peggy Ann opened at the Vanderbilt Theater on December 27, 1926, and ran until October of 1927. We finished up our tribute to Frank Black with Beside a Lazy Stream, written by Bud Cooper, Nick Lucas, and Sam H. Stepped. That's from March of 1928. Frank Black, born November 28, 1896. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, November 28th, marked the birth in 1892 in Atlantic City, New Jersey, of composer Harry Carroll. He began his career playing piano in movie theaters while still in high school. After graduating, he moved to New York, where he got a job as an arranger on Tin Pan Alley and at night playing at the Garden Cafe on 7th Avenue at 50th Street. In 1912, he was hired by the Schubert Brothers as a writer, and his first show was a collaboration with Arthur Fields and Ballard MacDonald called On the Mississippi. He was a charter member of the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers, ASCAP, as well as one of its first directors from 1914 to 17. Carroll's first Broadway musical, Oh Look, produced in 1918, featured the hit song I'm Always Chasing Rainbows with lyrics by Joe McCarthy. Other Broadway scores he worked on included The Passing Show of 1914, Dancing Around, Made in America, The Little Blue Devil, Ziegfeld Follies of 1920 and 21, and Greenwich Village Follies. Carroll was married to singer Anna Wheaton, and the two starred together as a vaudeville act for several years. Harry Carroll died in Mount Carmel, Pennsylvania, on December 26, 1962. Here are three from the pen of Harry Carroll. Thank you.
come, dear Jane, now let's get together.
Don't you love that nice summer weather?
So let's go to that beautiful sea.
I'll follow along, it's you for me.
Anything that I would suggest to you.
Yes, dear heart, I think it's the best to do.
So jump in my Ford.
Holler all aboard.
He, I want to be.
By the sea.
By the sea.
By the beautiful sea.
You and I.
You and I.
Oh, how happy we'll be.
When each wave comes rolling in.
We will duck or swim.
And we'll float and pull around the water.
Over and under.
And then up to
our is rich.
And my is rich.
So now what do we care?
I love to be beside your side.
Beside the sea.
Beside the seaside.
By the beautiful sea. I am quite a sport on a Sunday.
So you would eat at Giles on a Monday.
And Jane, you lose your millionaire air.
I go to work.
Moth-selling hair.
Every Sunday you leave your wife at home.
Say, it's business. Honey, I've got to roam.
When you miss your train.
Then I get my Jane.
And say,
come on with me.
By the sea.
By the sea.
By the beautiful sea.
You and I.
You and I.
Oh, how happy we'll be.
When each wave comes rolling in.
We will duck or swim.
And we'll float and pull around the water.
Over and under.
And then up for air.
Heart is rich.
And my is rich.
So now what do we care?
I love to be beside your side.
Beside the sea.
Beside the seaside.
By the beautiful sea.
By the sea,
by the
beautiful sea,
you and I, oh, how happy we'll be.
When each wave comes rolling in,
we will duck or swim,
and we'll float and pull around the water,
over and under,
and then up for air.
Our is rich,
my is rich,
so now what do we care?
Beside your side.
Beside the sea.
Beside the
sea. By the
the rainbow, there's happiness, and to find it, how often I've tried. But my life is a race, just a wild goose chase, and my dreams have all been denied. Why have I always been a failure? What can the reason be? I wonder if the world's to blame. I wonder if it could be me. I'm always chasing rainbows, watching clouds drifting behind. My dreams are just like all my schemes, perfect in the sky. Some fellows look and find the sunshine, I always look and find the rain. Some fellows make a winning sometime, I never I make a game, oh, believe me, little blue bird. Here back sunshine, I always look and find the rain. Some fellows make a winning sometime, I never even make a game, or believe me, but I'm always chasing rainbows. I'm watching for a little blue bird. Here, there,
introduced in the 1918 show Oh Look! By Harry Fox and the Dolly Sisters, that was Harry Fox and I'm Always Chasing Rainbows, written by Harry Carroll with the lyric by Joseph McCarthy. Oh Look! Opened at the Vanderbilt Theater on March 7, 1918, and that recording was made on May 16th. Oh Look! Is a farce about Stephen Baird, played by Fox, who is the owner of a gold mine and unwittingly gets himself involved in passing counterfeit money. Harry Fox is also remembered as the originator in 1914 of the Foxtrot. Before Harry Fox, we heard Ada Jones and Billy Watkins, who were By the Beautiful Sea in 1914. We began with Prince's band in 1913 and On the Mississippi. Charles Prince was born in San Francisco in 1869 and became director of Columbia's band and orchestral recordings. He began recording for the New York Phonograph Company as early as 1891, but he was first credited on Columbia labels around 1905.
You're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 1930s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio KISL-FM Avalon, or anytime at all, streaming online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
We love to get emails, so if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, or if you have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic, you can send them to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, December 1st, marked the birth in 1896 in Buffalo, New York, of composer Ray Henderson. He studied piano and composition at the Chicago Conservatory, after which he moved to New York City, where he began doing arrangements, mostly for vaudeville acts, for publishing companies on Tin Pan Alley. In 1922, Henderson was introduced to lyricist Lou Brown, and in 1925, the pair teamed with lyricist Buddy DeSilva, creating a hugely successful songwriting and publishing trio. Their hits from this period include Good News, Varsity Drag, Button Up Your Overcoat, You Are My Lucky Star, I'm a Dreamer, Aren't We All, and If I Had a Talking Picture of You. In 1929, DeSilva, Brown, and Henderson sold the publishing firm they had founded in 1925 and moved to Hollywood, where they worked on the Jolson films The Singing Fool and Say It With Songs. In 1931, DeSilva left the team to work with other composers, but Brown and Henderson continued working together, producing Life is Just a Bowl of Cherries, This is the Misses, and The Thrill is Gone, among others. Henderson contributed to several Broadway shows, including Manhattan Mary, George White's Scandals, Good News, Hold Everything, Flying High, Ha-Cha, Strike Me Pink, and Say When. Besides Brown and De Silva, Henderson worked with lyricists Mort Dixon, Sam Lewis, Joe Young, Billy Rose, Ted Kohler, Jack Yellen, and Irving Caesar, and his other hits include That Old Gang of Mine, Don't Bring Lulu, I'm Sitting on Top of the World, Black Bottom, I'm on the Crest of a Wave, Thank Your Father, Red Hot Chicago, You Try Somebody Else, If I Had a Girl Like You, and Animal Crackers in My Soup. Ray Henderson died on December 31, 1970, in Greenwich, Connecticut. Here are three from the pen of Ray Henderson. Thank you.
lucky in love, lucky in love. What else matters if you're lucky in love? Good breaks are few, few skies are blue, but bad luck scatters every time I'm with you. I don't mind that at poker I'm green, if I stand ace high with a beautiful queen, I'll say I'm lucky in love. If you'll take me, that'll make me oh so lucky in love.
Let your laughter come through. Do-do-do-do, stop.
It doesn't get any better than that. Johnny Hamp and his Kentucky Serenaders with the vocal by Joe Cassidy and DeSilva Brown and Henderson's Keep Your Sunny Side Up from August of 1929. Before Sunny Side Up, it was duo pianists Victor Arden and Phil Oman and their orchestra with a medley of songs from Good News. The vocal on that April 5, 1928 recording was provided by The Revelers. We began our tribute to Ray Henderson with Art Landry and his orchestra recording in Oakland, California on November 17, 1926, and 5'2" Eyes of Blue. The vocalist there was Denny Dinty Curtis. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, December 4th, marked the birth in 1896 in Miami, Missouri, of Lou Reynolds. His was a musical family, and he started playing drums at age 14, and by age 16 he had moved to Los Angeles and was playing in silent theaters and burlesque. Around this time, he took up the tenor saxophone and traveled up and down the West Coast. He met Paul Whiteman in 1918 and played sax in Whiteman's band at the Fairmont Hotel in San Francisco for several years before going out on his own. He played sax in several bands, including George Olson's, before starting his own band, which played at venues all over the West Coast, including the Hotel Green in Pasadena, the Palais de Danse in Los Angeles, and the Neptune Club and Suites Ballroom in Oakland. His band also recorded over 12 sides for the Flexo label in 1931 and 32, and here are three of them.
Clouding the skies of blue. how true were the friends who were near me to cheer me, believe me they knew. But you were the kind who would hurt me, desert me when I needed you. Yes, you, you're driving me crazy. What did I do to you?
Lou Reynolds Flexo Recording Orchestra in 1931 and 32, recording for the Flexo label. The three tunes we heard in that set were We're Friends Again, You're Driving Me Crazy, written by Walter Donaldson, and Smile When the Raindrops Fall, written in 1930 by Alice Keating Howlett and Will Livermash. Smile When the Raindrops Fall is heard in Laurel and Hardy's film Busybodies and is sung by Charlie Chase in his 1930 picture Whispering Whoopee. Howlett and Livermash also wrote Golfer's Blues in 1930, which is also used as background music in a number of early Hal Roach sound comedies.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 1930s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISLFM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Vic Myers and his orchestra.
Thank you. give me my sweetest dream. Dear, won't you make it true? Tell me the dream that's made life seem divine is yours as well as mine. Since you have given me a fair new world, say you'll share all that's there. For this old world to me seemed cold and gray until you came my way and changed the clouds to sunny skies and desert wastes to paradise. But I should lose my heaven, sweetheart, if ever we should part. So since you give me my sweetest dream, make it mine on all time. For I'll find in a lifetime spent with you my sweetest dream come true.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with Vic Myers and his orchestra and Shimmy from December 2, 1924. On banjo in the band was none other than Harry Reeser. Next, it was Fats Waller at the console on December 1, 1927 with his composition, The Digga's Stomp. We finished up with Mrs. Jack Hilton and her band December 2, 1935 in Sweet Dreams, Sweetheart. Sweet Dreams, Sweetheart was written by M.K. Jerome with the lyric by Ted Kohler. The vocalist is listed in Rust's British Dance Bands on Record as Mrs. Jack Hilton, but that was definitely not Mrs. Jack Hilton. Maybe someone from the British Dance Band News Group knows who that was. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. ¶¶